Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Tom just didn't trust anybody to throw the ball to him. It happens with older quarterbacks. Cam now, all of a sudden, you'll see Kenneal Harry having a much better season.
The offensive line is going to benefit. The running backs are going to benefit. They're unlike anything we've seen in 20 years of Bill Belichick being in way.
He's in the right frame of mind to dominate.
The league can't be this dumb because for 31 other teams to pass on him.
To all these people, how stupid are you? Ryan Pace, pay attention. You're a dumb f***. It's comical.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Can I just say this? There is nothing better than F-Bomb Lombardi. Nothing. Nothing. I wish he'd come on with us. Ryan, couldn't you hit the button quickly enough?
Oh, yeah.
So that if he dropped a few F-bombs, we'd just bleep them out? At least
F-bombs
we'd have...
F-bombs are nice.
It's
unbelievable. You'll be able to do it whenever you want.
It's, well, you try every once in a while, and then you get yourself into trouble.
Slips once in a while.
But you having trouble with the microphone there?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
And if Andy would read Gridiron, I think he would be a better coach.
Look at that. There you go.
At his best.
Yeah, it's good. He is
when
good.
When he drops some F-bombs, there's some impact to what he's saying. It's not just the regular Mike Lombardi dribble. It's now something that's big. Bam! I'm going to throw it out to you. Liked it. It was really good. We'll get to it. We'll get to Lombardi because he's got his whole take on the Cam Newton thing, as everybody in the world does. But I'm a little bit concerned here today, and that's where we start off the show. The big fella's got the long weekend off, getting the working on the tan today out at the pool. But I'm a little bit concerned here, and you and I have gone back and forth with Christian about do we feel positive, do we feel negative about sports. So here we have the great possibility. We didn't think we were going to have this a month ago. We have a great possibility of having a fascinating camp, fascinating preseason.
Yes.
We've got Cam Newton, the established veteran, MVP, and the kid. By the way, Lou, they love Jared Stidham.
I didn't know that.
They love him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so you're going to have the battle, the competitive battle, and we were going to see it play out. And now they've taken two preseason games away, game 1 and 4, and the Players Association would like to take two more away.
You know, I kind of laugh, you know, the whole, you know, they've taken away 1 and 4, and I've kind of heard this opinion. Good, because game 1 and game 4 are useless anyways. Nobody plays. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, what do you think what games 1 and 2 will be like now? Or 2 and 3 will be like? You know, as far as, does it really change who plays? Or is it because there's only two preseason games, the starters have to play in these games? Or is it about keeping these guys healthy and seeing the rest of your roster like Bill Belichick does? I mean, he's one of the best in the game, right? As far as grabbing guys that are undrafted, seeing them in practice, throwing them in games, putting them in different situations, liking what he sees from the undrafted kid. Now he comes out and has a big impact. So for Bill, is it about the starters getting comfortable or is it about seeing the entire roster? Will anything change? Like, do you think because you only see two preseason games, if we see them, that it's all of a sudden going to be like Cam Newton for three quarters, starters?
Well, you know what Bill would say, Lou, man, we just deal with what they give us.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
It is what it is.
The league tells us to play 4, we play 4.
Exactly.
2, we play 2.
We play 1, we play 1.
Yeah,
it is what it is. He's just going to move the chains and basically say, we're moving on. Deep down inside, again, truth serum, Bill, I don't know what he'd say about this. I have no idea. But it's not good for us. Because I think we were looking at
I don't think he likes it.
Probably not. But we were looking at August, and we were sitting there going, we're going to have some excitement here. There's going to be some interest. Plus, from afar, we can watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we can see if Brady plays a little bit in some of those preseason games. Now what are we getting? Now what are we getting? And it's all for fear that they're not going to be ready to deal with the beginning of the regular season. And you're hearing more and more people. We heard Rodney Harrison yesterday. Ty Denny works on that Sunday night broadcast. Bill Cowher, he works on those CBS broadcasts. So he's hearing certain stuff. Neither one of those guys think that they're going to play. Mike Giardi this morning. He's on this morning with the Greg Hill Show. And he thinks he has a hard time believing that the NFL is going to have a season.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the notion that they can pull this off. And I know money is the driving force, and they will do everything they possibly can to make it happen. But I think what we know about the virus, and maybe 99% of these guys, they get it, and it doesn't cause any long-term, or they're asymptomatic, and it's all. But at some point, some team, it's going to rip through their quarterback room. And it's going to rip through their offensive line. And maybe it happens on the same week. How are you playing? And as I was saying before, the 99%. Well, what happens if there's that one guy that gets really sick? You know, I saw there was a statistical analysis done of college football. And someone predicted between 3 and 7 deaths in college football because of the COVID.
It seems a little bit high to me, but so be it.
He's right. Because we agree if there was one that they'd have a serious issue?
Yeah. You'd shut everything down. 3 to 7. It shut everything down. We start with Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert had no real effects. He was ready to play that night, but he tested positive for an unknown.
I would say this, like what you already said, it's. I don't necessarily know that it's about what we know of the virus, you know, what we've learned so far, and I think there's a lot of things that we've learned so far about this virus. I think the biggest concern is what we don't know. Like, that's the biggest concern. You know, you'll have people say, you know, we're going to get a second wave. And others say, well, we think, I don't know, maybe that second wave isn't as contagious. We've had some people say the second wave could be worse. I think it's what we don't know that I think is the big concern. You know, young people have it, but they're not dying. All right, well, are there studies out there that shows that maybe they'll have lingering heart conditions because of it, just for having it, or respiratories? So there's stuff that we know, but I think the fear is kind of what we don't know. If you have it once, can you get it a second time? You know what I mean? So there's a lot that we don't know that I think people are scared of.
Well, I think that's true. And there's no question about it that there's still a lot of unknown. But I also think that there is a stigma attached to it now, right now. And maybe it's because of the great unknown. So even if a young player tests positive, what does everybody do? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who tested positive? Oh, my God. And we react that way. So if you're going to react that way, how the hell can you push and drive sports back into play? You know, you said this a while back. The NFL's got the great advantage. They can watch the other three be the experiment, and they have the calendar on their side. Well, notice now that we're getting close to where they actually have to schedule practices, camp, and games, and suddenly we're getting the same signals out of the NFL. Maybe we can't do this.
Well, this is why I never believed. We had this discussion back with the draft. Roger Goodell is the one to fight through it. He doesn't care. You know, that's one thing we know about Roger. I never bought that. I just felt like, you know, it wasn't their turn yet. They didn't have to talk about it yet. You know, and even the, you know, the NBA, the NHL's done an amazing job of keeping quiet throughout this whole thing. But now that we're right on the cusp of the NBA, more players are talking about it. You know, Major League Baseball, we'll see. I'm telling you, their biggest hurdle is going to be in the next 24, 48 hours when these tests come back. They tested everybody yesterday. It's now all of a sudden, it's, you feel like they're sort of stepping up to the stage. You know what I mean? It's like a graduation. They're walking in the building right now, and they're about to go on stage. Because the closer you get to it, there's no reason to be talking about fears of starting the NFL in September, in March. You know, not everybody's Marty, you know, Walsh, and cancels marathons in September. So they didn't have to do it. They didn't have to talk about it, you know, then. As we get closer and people start really thinking about the day-in, day-out life of the NFL, and you start getting into the whole, okay, travel day. Oh, what if somebody gets sick that day? You know, what if these quarterback groupings get sick? You know, what if two or three of your players have this? Some big, big-bodied football players. that might not have a pre-existing heart condition, but yet he weighs 385 pounds. Now that they're coming up and walking up to the stage, and their turn is coming up here soon, now you're starting to realize that they got a huge concern on their hands. The way they're going about this thing, like I'm serious. Do they have to? Baseball is going to attempt to do the same thing: stay at your house, play, and travel. But baseball changed their schedule. They're only playing East Coast teams. If you're the Red Sox, NFL going to change their schedule? What does that process look like?
They have no plans to do that. They have no plans. They're still talking about fans in the stands, which I think is crazy.
But don't you think their schedule is even crazier?
Yeah, I did this morning because the NFL, we don't have all the protocol out. I think it will come out in the next couple of days, and we'll get an idea of what it looks like. But if you look at the baseball ones, and you look at some of the stuff with basketball in a bubble, and maybe that's not fair, and you look at the game of football, and you try to tell me how they're going to be able to maintain distancing, be able to do all the things you need to do to keep down any positive test and positive cases, I don't know how you do it. The game doesn't look the same. And if you're a player, the fear that you have in everything you do, I don't know how they're going to pull it off. I heard Giardi talk about this today, and he made some great points. And that is, how do you pull off the game the way it is right now? You want to change the entire game, and you want to have distancing, and you want to change the rules? Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can find a way of getting the game up and running, looking a lot differently. I don't think people want that. I don't think they want that, and I don't know how you do it, Lou. I really don't.
No, I think that there'll be some weird things when you watch a baseball game. There'll be some weird things there. But for the NFL, I mean, once you kick off, it's football.
Like, yeah, I'm on the line of scrimmage. I'm a left tackle, and I got a defensive lineman.
Oh, you
got
to play.
That is inches away from me, and we're breathing because we're worn out, and we're breathing.
So what do you think they're going to do? Make a defensive guy 3 feet? You can't be 3 feet from the line of scrimmage? We're going to play football? No, you're going to play football if they can get on the field and do this. So it's just more about, the before the game, practices, locker rooms, clubhouse, interaction. Can we distance ourselves enough to kind of, before we play a football game, try to separate those that are positive and try not to spread it, whatever. Because then once the game happens, here we are on Sunday. What happens on Monday or Tuesday after two teams played each other and somebody comes down with positive? Where are we at now? Concern level. So, but I think once the game starts, you have to play that game. Baseball will be a little bit different looking.
And I think it's going to be difficult to do that, to play the game and get guys feeling comfortable about it. So you're going to tell me during the course of the week, we're going to separate from each other. We're going to have smaller meeting rooms. We're going to make sure that we distance on a regular basis. And then on Sunday, I'm going to line up, put my hand in the dirt, and I'm going to have a guy's face that's going to be 2 or 3 feet away from me. And, oh, yeah, he's breathing heavily. And if you look at any of the medical guidelines, that is the biggest way that you're going to catch this, is if you spend considerable time with somebody who's got it in close contact and the particles are flying as they're breathing, right? I can't see how any medical expert would sit there and say you line up in a football on the line, offense and defense, and it'll be fine. We'll be able to work around it. I don't know how you do it. All right, we got a lot to get to today. And we got a mystery guest today. How about that? It's a mystery. Right. We got a mystery guest. Andy Hart, our buddy Andy Hart, believes that this unique offseason is going to help Cam Newton. Yesterday I said I thought it was going to hurt him. Where is Andy coming from in all of this? We'll get to that and more updates on Cam Newton here with the New England Patriots, all coming up next. And then we'll get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter. Yeah.
It's OMF on WEEI.
Well, one advantage that rookies have this year, if Cam ends up being in the guy, it's just new for all of them. So he doesn't have a relationship with any of them right now. Once there's a chemistry, once you say, okay, here's what this guy can do, well, then that relationship could form a pretty good bond. But let's say Cam's the guy. Okay, well, he's got to get it. And the more, whether it's a rookie tight end or a veteran, you know, all-pro wide receiver, they all have the same issue. Okay, right now they have no chemistry. And I think that chemistry is the most underrated quality in successful pro football teams.
That's Charlie Weiss yesterday. I would say this, that it's going to be a problem for a lot of teams. How about Cam Newton's old team, Carolina Panthers, new players. He's going to have new coach, new system, new everything. And a coach that's never coached in the National Football League before. Mm-hmm. He's a college coach. So, I grant it. There's going to be a ramping up for a lot of teams and for a lot of players. And yesterday, I thought that Jarrett Stidham would be somewhat penalized by having the coronavirus and really disrupting the offseason. And then yesterday I said, it may not be as bad as I thought, because it may be worse for Cam Newton. Our buddy Andy Hart disagrees with that. The unique offseason could help not hurt Cam Newton. He goes on to talk about Stidham really hasn't had an awful lot of time, and I'm paraphrasing here, because the offense is going to be much different than the offense they operated with last year with Tom Brady. He also cites the fact that, come on, you can pick it up in a couple of weeks using an iPad and going back and forth and doing the virtual stuff. And the other point he brings up, which I think is a good one, and that is if you're an opponent early on in the season against New England, you're going to have no idea what they're going to do. Are they going to run stuff that Cam did in Carolina? Is even though you get the same head coach, same offensive coordinator, Lou, you're going to be doing much different stuff, and teams are going to be caught off guard, especially if you don't play preseason games. So could he catch them off guard and be an advantage?
Well, I really catch them off guard,
but I guess so.
I don't know about catching them off guard, but I agree with Andy. Like, I feel like I could have wrote this thing, because I agree with what he was saying. You know, when he talks about so much of what Stidham went through last year will be rendered meaningless. Maybe some of the verbiage will carry over, some of the concepts, but lots will look different. The TB12 heading down to Tampa Bay. He said there's no real workouts this spring. N'Keal Harry's been in Houston. Mohamed Sanu recovering from ankle surgery. And actually, he's catching passes from Cam Newton. So it's what Stidham has is, yeah, he was on the team last year. He knows these guys better than Cam Newton does. But he says, the minute Newton arrives, 125 games of NFL action under his fashion-savvy belt. He said, a career of multiple systems, multiple play calls, using a variety of verbiage. And I agree. Like, it's just, I think this offseason hurts Stidham more than any quarterback in that room, because he's a young quarterback. And young quarterbacks, they need reps. That's the most important thing for them. The most important thing for them. So Cam Newton comes in, and I think he picks it up. He didn't miss OTAs. He didn't miss spring workouts. He's not working out with any of these guys. Hell, he's working out with Sanu. So, I mean, I don't think really he's off to that much of a head start. And given Cam's experience, I think he's past him.
Listen, in the long run, the most important factor of whether this can work or not is how healthy is Cam Newton, and can he stay
healthy?
I get
that, but who has an advantage? Yeah. You still think that Stidham does?
I do, because I think they've been doing some stuff here, virtual stuff for
virtual
a while.
Stuff. Zoom.
Yeah, they've been doing coaches a lot of that meetings. Stuff. Well, you can pick it up if you're smart enough. You can pick a lot of that stuff up. I would agree that it's not a huge advantage, because I think I said it before Cam Newton came here, that Stidham was at a slight disadvantage, okay? Because he is young. He's never done this before.
It's not slight in my eyes.
Okay. Young quarterbacks are always going to face a lot more. But I still think it comes down to whether Cam Newton is healthy or not. Well, if he's healthy, we know this talent there. We know what he can be. If he isn't, and his body has just been beaten up, Lou.
No, listen,
at 31, he's toast.
I get it, but I feel like we've kind of got that point across that Cam Newton's got to be healthy, but it's time to kind of move on and be like, okay, if he's healthy, then what? Like, if he's healthy, does he have an advantage over Stidham? Given the offseason, I think it hurts Stidham more. So, I mean, we can always fall back on, you know, if he's healthy. I get it if he's healthy. Sure, yeah, if he's hurt.
Well, how much do they love Stidham? So you were talking about this yesterday, the different levels of love. I think you included like in there, which is kind of lukewarm love. So the question comes down to this. Can Stidham come in here? Let's say they love Stidham. Can Stidham come in here and not bleep his pants and get out there and say, you know what? I'm going to go win the job. And they like me or maybe even love me. But am I going to be intimidated because the players are going to, you know, they're going to see a guy like Cam Newton walk through that door. And there's going to be instant, I wouldn't use the word chemistry like Charlie Weiss, but they're going to have instant respect for the guy, all right, based on his past, his history.
Yeah.
So is
like
he
these wide receivers, you think Sanu was excited? You think Edelman was excited?
Sure, sure.
I mean, right away, Edelman tweeted out that on Instagram, time to get to work, whatever, he and Cam Newton. Think Stidham's like, Jesus, Jules. I mean, we've been...
Remember all the fun we had?
Yeah, I mean,
like
we were
a week
playing,
ago, we were palling around.
We were playing catch together. We were talking about the game and
so
stuff.
So what's the kid's makeup?
And now you put Cam Newton in a Patriots jersey and you say, go to work. Like, what? Jules? No. Jules? Hello?
What's the kid's makeup? We don't know. We don't even
Sanu's
know.
Sanu's excited. Look, he's ripping his shirt off. Let's do this. This is exciting. And Stidham's like, Muhammad. Remember we talked last week? Remember we had that Zoom?
Who are you?
You were very supportive.
Who are you?
Muhammad? Hello?
Hello?
Now you don't answer my calls. Why is that?
He can't be intimidated.
Because they know.
Because if he's intimidated.
They know.
If he's intimidated by any of this stuff, he's toast. He's done. And he won't be the future. He won't have an opportunity. That's the question I have that I don't know. They may love the qualities, the skill set that Stidham brings to the table. But what is he like now? Because that was the one thing I kept on hearing. Well, we're not going to know until you throw him into the fire. Well, I'll tell you what. You're throwing him into a totally different type of fire right now. You're throwing him in there with a former MVP.
Good.
Does he bleep his pants or does he have the balls to sit there and say, screw him. He thinks he's going to come in here. This was my gig. He's going to try to take it away from me. Is he going to be that guy? I don't know. I don't think any of us know. We don't even know what he's like as a quarterback. How the hell do we know what he's like as a person and how he can deal with this stuff? But I do think, and I'll say this again, Bill is going to make it a competition, and it's going to be a real competition. It's not going to be BS. It's not going to be, and I know a lot of people will say that, and I know Bill will probably also throw Hoyer into the mix, and that will have people rolling their eyes. And he probably should. But I would say this. I think Bill's going to make it a legitimate competition because it works either way for Bill. So it also puts some competition to Cam Newton. You're just not going to come in here, and I'm not going to just hand you this job. You saw how little money I'm giving you in guaranteed dollars. You're getting nothing. So you're going to have to prove it to me. All right? And it was interesting because he talked about that today. Cam Newton said, it's not about the money for me. It's about respect.
Well, who does that sound like?
That's a good one. Yes.
Yeah,
not about the money.
The Instagram post was, it's not a lot of things money cannot buy, but amongst the top of that list of things, you would find respect.
It's about respect!
As one of those things. This is not about money for me. It's about respect.
It's about respect!
He's got the perfect scenario. It's the perfect quarterback for this.
Chip on the shoulder,
no, because
motivated.
Cam Newton's Absolutely. Coming in here, and honestly, he's not thinking about replacing Tom Brady. And I don't think that there's a quarterback that would come in here that wouldn't be thinking about that and letting it hang on their over their head the whole time. He's not. He's thinking about respect. He's like Brady down in Tampa. Like the work that he's putting in, what he thinks this year could be, it's perfect. He's got a highly motivated athlete that an organization that he did great things for just passed on him. They brought in another young quarterback. It disrespected him. He's not thinking about replacing Brady, which is hurdle number one.
Yeah.
He's thinking about proving people wrong about him. It's ideal. It's perfect.
So what is
And that motivated guy is not going to walk into camp and think that he just puts his cleats on, that he's the starting quarterback. It's not, it's the perfect guy for the situation.
Well, that's why Bill's going to make it a competition, because it works for either one of them. You said it yesterday, best case scenario, is Stidham actually beats out Cam Newton for the job, because that tells you not only do they love him,
yeah, I mean, you got options.
He's for real.
I mean,
he's
the best case, you got different options, best case. Right. I mean, you find out one of these guys can play. Best case, Cam is healthy and is lights out. I mean, lights out. And you don't care about Stidham. You know, he's a backup quarterback for the next couple of years till his contract runs out. Like, so that's one flip side.
See, that's what is pissing me off, though, is that we've already lost two preseason games. There's a possibility we may lose two more. And this is so unique. This is exactly what you wanted. No Tom Brady, and now we've got a competition here in which we're going to be able to watch it in the next month. And guess what? They just took it away. Just like that. Gonzo.
Oh, for our eyes. Away.
Yeah,
for our eyes.
It's Gonzo.
Yeah, not that our eyes matter.
Right.
But, you're going to watch it, and you're going to see how Cam looks, and you're going to see how Stidham looks. You talk about truth serum. I think Bill's going to portray it as a competition. He wants to keep it that way.
Yep.
If he had a few drinks in him, he'd say, Newton's my starter. But I got to admit, because I don't want him to think I'm going to hand it to him. And I want to see Stidham fight for it. I want to find out something about him. But if everyone's healthy... Yeah, Cam Newton, come on.
I think Bill looks at it. He can't lose either way, whichever way this thing, because he got him so damn cheap. I mean, when you look at those numbers, it's not just the overall numbers and the guarantee of only $550,000. He's making nothing.
It's not about
game.
Money. It's about respect.
Yes, so. It respect. Has to be. Because this is, I hate to say it, but Richard Sherman is 100% correct. It's ridiculous. It's insulting what they're doing. Insulting. All right, 617-779-7937. We get to your phone calls. Are you pissed off? We may not see much in the preseason. Weren't we really looking forward to this every single day? You know, the writers sit there and they tell you, you know, so-and-so was 16 of 19 and so-and-so touched it. We're going to get none of that. None of that. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think when you evaluate receiving corps in the NFL, you've got to really make the distinction who's open. And I think what we saw last year with Tom Brady, he really didn't trust anybody other than Julian Edelman. He was going to force the ball to Julian Edelman. Why doesn't he throw the ball to Keneal Harry? The guy's wide open. Why is he not throwing it there? Is it not his read? And really, it comes back to a lack of trust. With Cam now, all of a sudden, you'll see Keneal Harry having a much better season. I think you'll see other players, you know, Mohamed Sanu, you'll see other guys develop along those lines because I really believe that Cam will throw the ball. Look, Cam's best receiver was Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, the year he went to the Super Bowl, Ted Ginn was his number one receiver.
That's the calm and G-rated Mike Lombardi. No F-bombs right there by Lombardi and all of that. What is he suddenly trashing Tom Brady for? The hell is he talking about? He's trashing Tom Brady.
They're different. We know.
Really?
I mean, I think you can legitimately, criticize, whatever you want to call it. Brady was what he was. Precision quarterback. Right? I mean, and obviously that hasn't really worked with too many young quarterbacks because they're not on the same page with him. And you have to be or you're useless. So I don't think there's any problem with saying that.
So I think it's fair to say that Cam Newton probably will throw the ball and won't lack trust in some of these receivers. But my second guess on that would be he's probably going to throw a lot more picks than what Tom Brady would throw. Because Tom Brady is making sure that he does not make a mistake, where, on the other hand, Cam Newton is trying to make something happen. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think Brady would sit there and say, wow, you guys are letting Cam do their thing, huh? And when you told me my number one job was throw the ball away and protect the football and don't take sacks and don't throw picks, are you letting him sling it around?
Are we going to have that soap opera during the season? Is that going to happen where people ask Tom Brady, what do you think about what's going on up there in New England? Are we going to have that back and forth? Because that might be pretty good. Mike Lombardi overspoke a little bit when he's talking about his leading receiver was Ted Ginn. He had Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen was the leading receiver. He had over 1,100 yards. He had 77 catches. He was money in the bank. He was always there for him. He also had Jericho Cotchery was on that team. Funches caught like 40 balls or whatever. And let's also remember, he had Jonathan Stewart, who had 1,000 yards rushing, along with Cam, who had, 700 or close to 700 yards rushing. That offense was good. There were resources there in that offense. You can't write it off like Ted Ginn Jr. was your leading guy. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
So this is a debate back and forth about where it's all going to go with New England. So our buddy Scott Zolak got the dander up of Damian Woody today.
If the guy's right, and I think that's the big gamble here, right? If the guy's right, yeah, you bring him in. I think he's got a two month tryout. I really do. I think he's got a 2 month tryout here, meaning the month of July, the month of August. Because really, when you study stuff about Cam Newton and you realize what Cam Newton is as a player, as a teammate, and all, he's not a backup. I think Cam wants to be a starter. I think Cam feels that he's done enough in this league to get the opportunity to be the starter. Now, if Jarrett Stidham beats him out, which I'm still going to say Stidham's going to be the starter. I don't think Cam Newton will be on the football team.
What the hell is Scott Zolak talking about here? I mean, we're talking about a healthy... Wait a minute, Greeny. Think about this. We're talking about a healthy Cam Newton. If Cam Newton is healthy, you mean to tell me a guy in Jarrett Stidham who has thrown all of four passes, one for interception for a touchdown against your Jets, Greeny, is going to beat out Cam Newton? Man, listen, if that happens, I'm walking to Foxborough.
See, I think, and I think Damian Woody is crazy when he tries to eliminate the healthy aspect of it. So Cam Newton was an MVP.
I don't really think they're talking about health. That's the problem. We have to stop talking about health. I don't think Zoe was.
You can't.
He's just saying he's going to beat him out.
I think part of it is what Zolak is saying is that this is not the same Cam Newton that we have seen in the past.
No, he loves Jarrett Stidham. He's drinking a Kool-Aid, too.
Well,
he's down there listening to those guys, the way they're talking about Stidham. And so this is what they're talking about. He's just going to beat him out. And if he does, he won't be on the team. Now, that part I might agree with.
Yeah, I do, too.
But I just don't see how the hell he beat him out. Injury, fine. But let's just talk about if he's healthy right now. He doesn't lose the job. I agree with Woody 100%.
I think this is a 1 minute, a month, maybe 2 months we're not going to get that much into
so
it.
Do you agree with Zoe? 2 month tryout.
I do. I think it's a tryout, and based on the money that they're paying him and everything else.
And if he's healthy, he's going to lose the job and be cut.
I think if Stidham beats him out for the job,
healthy,
and he's healthy, they will say to him, "Do you want to be the backup quarterback?" And if I'm Cam Newton, I say, "No, thank you. Release me so that I can go somewhere else." Because if he's looking for respect, respect is also about rebuilding your career so that at the end of this season, you can get a free agent contract where somebody's going to pay you some serious money. He can't do that if he stays here with New England. So if he gets beat out by Jarrett Stidham, and I don't think it's out of the question, if he does, then what ends up happening if Stidham continues to play well all year long, he never gets an opportunity to play. Maybe they use him in like a Hill role with New Orleans. They use him in another capacity, you know, direct snap here, whatever. But he doesn't get to build up an opportunity to go to free agency and make a killing, does he? No, people are going to say he's done.
No, he wants opportunity. That's why he's here. He knows he can start here. That's why he's here. I agree with Woody. I think it's crazy talk to think that a healthy Cam Newton loses this job.
But if he does lose the job, he's out of here.
Yeah,
I don't think it's ridiculous.
I think if Edelman doesn't start at wide receiver, then I think he'd probably request a trade too. So, but I think it's that crazy. I really do.
I don't think Cam Newton will be on the football team.
I think he might be right about this. If he does not get that starting job, and I think there's a possibility he won't get the starting job. But here's where I think Woody threw the healthy in there, and everybody's doing the healthy. That's the problem with this guy. 9 years in the league. 2015, everybody thought he was going to be, you know, a perennial MVP guy, or he's going to challenge for the MVP award. And his career has really gone down because he's gone through three surgeries.
I'm just saying, it's the way you should talk about it. You know, I mean, you know, we can talk about it. Whenever people say, what do you think Tom Brady's going to look like in Tampa? They don't say, well, you know, he could get hurt. And if he gets hurt, he won't look good.
But what is his track record?
Okay, let's talk about whether Tom Brady's healthy and what he looks like.
Let's look at the track record of Tom Brady versus Cam Newton. Tom Brady's had one season where he got hurt.
Oh, I know, but you think he's broken down, too. You think his injury is a huge concern with him.
Who's that, Brady? There.
Yeah.
Well, I think as you get older, it's going to be more difficult.
But what I'm saying is that the conversation has got to be, what if
he's healthy? But that's not what happens to Cam Newton. Let's go back to what happens to Cam Newton. Cam Newton, because of his style, in which he runs an awful lot, he gets hit hard out there, and he gets hurt.
I know, but we can't extend the conversation on what we think Cam Newton's going to look like if we just keep saying, what if he's hurt? What if he's hurt?
I think he already is hurt. Question.
Which guys on the Patriots, you know, see an uptick in production with Cam Newton over Stidham? Well, if he's hurt, none of them. Well, that's great. That's awesome. But let's have a conversation about who could be better with Cam Newton than Jared Stidham.
Okay, let me
add
this. I can
keep throwing out it's hurt, but the conversation goes nowhere.
I'm going to take the healthy out of there. Okay.
Good.
Here's the problem. The problem with him is going forward. Let's say he's healthy right now. The problem with him is he has shown in the last few years that he is a great physical risk on the field because of the way he plays the game. And the way he plays the game, which is using his legs, which gives him that separation for the receivers, it buys him time, it extends plays. That's why he's so freaking good when he's good. The problem is he gets the crap beat out of him. Mm-hmm. And when he does, he gets major injuries, major surgery. So to me, he is a physical risk going forward because of the way he plays the game. And I've got a track record to prove it looking at him over the last 3 years. Tom Brady is a different story. He may be, you know, the elbow might be bothering him a little bit here or there. But Tom Brady has never, with the exception of one game, back in 2008, he's never put himself in that situation where he's running, where he's getting the crap beat out of him, Lou, where you're fearful he's going to have major surgery.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I understand. But I would rather talk about, you know, what's N'Keal Harry look like with a healthy Cam Newton as quarterback? Is that better than Jarrett Stidham? Because Lombardi thinks N'Keal Harry will be better with Cam Newton than he was with Stidham.
He's entitled to his opinion, and he may be right. I don't know. Again, I haven't seen Jarrett Stidham. None of us have. We hear what they're saying internally, but that doesn't mean squat. Could some of it be lies? Could some of it be exaggeration? Absolutely. Maybe they're covering up for the fact that they didn't have anybody else here. I don't know.
I would say that I think, actually, N'Keal Harry could be better with Jarrett Stidham than Cam Newton. Because I think for the way you look at, you know, N'Keal Harry's year last year, Tom Brady's throwing passes. He's not doing anything right. He's getting blamed by the Hall of Fame superstar, leader of the team. And it's just like overwhelming for the kid, right? No, every young wide receiver, it can be overwhelming for them. Now all of a sudden his quarterback's Jared Stidham. We talked about this before, about him taking that next step. They're on the same playing field. They're both going to make mistakes. You know, so it's like, you know, N'Keal Harry makes some mistakes. Stidham should get on him because he's the quarterback. And then Stidham will make mistakes. And N'Keal Harry will be like, really? So, I mean, they're both young, same stage of their career, limited action. Harry's played a lot more than Stidham has. Now, all of a sudden, I think there will be a comfort level there with N'Keal Harry. Now Cam Newton comes into play. I got another superstar quarterback. I got to be on the right page. I think it'll be easier for him. But I just think that Cam Newton, Jared Stidham, I think N'Keal Harry would be more comfortable with Jared Stidham as his quarterback than
Cam Newton. I have no idea. You may be right. I have no idea. Jacoby Myers last year had some type of connection with Stidham in the preseason. I don't know. If you played in the regular season, would that connection have continued? I don't know. Maybe some guys understand what other guys do. I will say this. This will be a competition. And anybody that does not think it's going to be a competition, just don't understand how Bill operates. Because he's going to make these guys earn it. He is, and that's the way it's going to be. And Bill doesn't care who's making the money. He doesn't care who the name value is. We've seen this time and time again with Bill over the years. He will take the best player, who he believes is the best player in that situation. All right, to the phone calls we go. Here's Jerry in a car. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Glenn. You just said it, that there's no track record whatsoever on Jared Stidham. So here you have Cam Newton as a league MVP, got to the Super Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. And yet you think that there's a risk that unknown Jared Stidham is going to beat out Cam Newton? You're not spinning that because you need those things to make radio talk?
No. I think there's a possibility it could happen. Do you remember when Wes Welker was here and they took Julian Edelman? And in that first game, Julian Edelman ends up starting and people were scratching their head. And Julian Edelman ended up taking over that position from Wes Welker.
Yeah, different scenario.
Okay, so Bill doesn't care, Jerry. He doesn't care that Cam Newton. Why, if he really cared and he wanted to take care of him, why didn't he give him a boatload of money? He's paid less money than most third string quarterbacks in this league.
He got Cam Newton for less money, which is always Bill's objective, to get value.
No, and he lucked into this one.
And he lucked in? I don't think so. I think he waited around and he had an idea what he could get.
Yep. Really?
Then why is everybody
talking about how Cam Newton is the same Cam Newton from 2015 to the first part of 2018? Then these other general managers are idiots.
Yes.
They're stupid.
Yes.
They're stupid. I don't care who your quarterback is. Bring in Cam Newton.
They are stupid. We know that, don't we?
But that doesn't mean that Bill was brilliant on this one. If Bill really felt that Cam Newton was going to be the guy and he could go and turn this team around this year, they could really challenge in the postseason, wouldn't he have been a little bit more aggressive 30, 60, 90 days before? No, he waited until there was nothing left, and Cam Newton's knocking on his door saying, please, please, Mr. Bill, can you help me out? I mean, that's basically what happened here, right?
Yeah, listen, I agree 100% with that guy. Excuse me. I've said it over and over again. So
You get tested yet?
What's that?
You get tested?
No, I'm good. I'm good. But I agree 100%. No. You know, and you talk about we've been up and down this conversation the last 3 days about other teams. Yeah, I want when we come back, I want to play Lombardi because he has what you just said. He talks about the signing of Cam Newton and why teams passed up on him. And what he thinks of those teams. I want to play that when we come back.
Look, I've been farting in the same cushion for 6 years.
And you know what happens when you do that? You throw out the cushion. We're doing it all live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI studios.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.